What's good, everybody? It's your girl Naima B. Yo, it is, what is today? Today is, Alexa, what is today's date? Today is Monday, November 16th, 2020, you guys. What's up, everybody? It's your girl Naima B, your motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be because I'm living my dreams. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we are still in a freaking pandemic and I am still living my dreams. I am currently getting ready to get up and go to the hospital for my almost 33 this Thursday will actually be my 33-week pregnancy. Yes, I am 33 weeks. I have 7 more weeks to go until my baby Harlem Prince gets here. I cannot wait to see my little nugget. I mean, a part of me is just like, I cannot believe this is happening. You know what I mean? Everyone's like, get as much sleep as you can. He's moving and grooving. He's not doing much moving. You know what I mean? Like, he's doing his little ones and twos to let me know that he's there, but he's not really moving like that. You know what I mean? So honestly, it definitely has been a blessing being pregnant. I wanted to experience this my entire life. I wanted to experience pregnancy and being a mom and just everything like that. And I'm super, super excited to be experiencing all of it. The good and the bad. And when I tell you, honey, there's a lot of bad going on. There's a lot of bad going on, but it's more good going on than bad. I will definitely say that. Last weekend, I had my baby shower. Oh, it was so awesome. My family came in from out of town. I have family come from New York, Savannah, Washington, D.C., so many different places all over the globe. I had a virtual shower on Saturday, then an in-person shower on Sunday. Surrounded by family, surrounded by friends. And when I tell you, it just was so amazing. I really am blessed to say that I have the family that I have around me, the friends that I have around me. but I will say that I had to definitely not focus on the bad things that happened during my baby shower, whereas some people who I invited personally did not show up or even say they were not gonna show up. You know what I mean? Like, they just did not show up and I felt a certain type of way. But it's just, I've heard from other people, hey girl, I've had the same thing happen to me. You know, people told me that that's just how life is. That's just how people are. And it really bugged me or whatever. But I mean, it's definitely just up to me to just kind of really let these people know like how I feel. just because it really like bugged me. You know what I mean? Other than that, I'm preparing for this baby to be here. I have pretty much everything. The crib is coming this week. All the rest of his stuff is coming this week. So I'm moving furniture out of the way to make room. For my baby. It's so weird. I'm still like throwing up a little bit in the mornings, but not as much. Like this morning I threw up for sure. And I think the last time I threw it was like last week, but it's still continuous. Like I thought it would just be like first trimester, but it literally has been the entire pregnancy. But even though it's been a whole entire pregnancy, it's been very, very sporadic. You know what I mean? It hasn't been every day. It's been like every other week, maybe two times a week, maybe one time, maybe no times a whole week, and then, you know. So it's been awesome. My baby's name is Harlan Prince. I can't wait to meet my son, Harlan Prince. His father's name is Harlem. That's his dad's street name, Harlem. He called himself Harlan Prince. And I know I really like that name. I didn't know what I wanted my baby's name to be. I was thinking Mason. Today, I actually was thinking like Porter. And it's just like, okay. His name is Harlem. But I'm super excited. I honestly cannot thank God enough that I'm actually experiencing this. It's definitely not what I imagine. I never imagined myself being a single mom or going through pregnancy without the father. But this is definitely my experience. I told the father that we were pregnant, and he immediately told me, sorry, but I don't want this baby. And he immediately blocked me from all type of connection with him. I got in contact with him in June, because I was able to find him through Cash App. I used to send him money all the time through Cash App. And what I realized on Cash App is that you could actually send somebody a message. So that was the only way that I really had in contact with him, was through Cash App. And I messaged him, hey, you know what, you can run and try to hide, but this is still your child. You know, regardless of what you have in your head, this is your child. Like, you are still legally responsible for this child. And if you want law enforcement to be involved, then so be it, you know. He sends me a dollar back on Cash App and tells me, I told you to get rid of it. Like, what the F? I have a girl. And this man has never one time stated that he had a girl. We were not in a relationship. We just were having sex, periodically for the past 2 years. We were in a relationship 2 years ago, and that only lasted like 2 months because, he just would not just be honest with me. He just would not be completely open. And I felt like I was 100% open on my end and 100% vulnerable. And I feel like he was not delivering or displaying the same openness with me. So that's why I decided to not be in a relationship with him. But unfortunately, he was the only person that I decided to continue to have sex with. Which was a bad idea on my end. But I just continued on to allow him to come over, and we would have sex, and that would be that. And in those times, you know, he would always say he was single and doing all of these things or whatever. But when I got pregnant, it was, I have a girl. So I haven't heard from my child's father since June, and I have no way of getting in contact with him at all. So that's been my experience. That's been a part of my pregnancy experience. That's been the hard, difficult part of the experience. Nesting every day, working every day, has been a joy. Getting the gifts, people celebrating me, people supporting me, have been so overwhelmingly beautiful. When I say, oh my goodness, just so much great has been happening, you know, alongside of everything that I'm not getting from this pregnancy. But it is okay. I am not the first woman who has experienced this. I will say that as I tell other people my story, when these women reply back, their reply is, girl, I've been through the same thing. You know, 80% of my clients, 80% of the women who I've told my story to have all had the same situation. So it sucks that this is such a common thing in our society, in our community. But it's definitely common, and I won't be the last woman to experience this. So what I'm gonna do is just embrace every moment of my experience. I'm so excited to be giving birth to Mr. Harlem Prince. Harlem! Hey, Tata! Hola, Tata! Hola, Tata! Hola, Tata! I think he's asleep right now. But this is awesome. I'm really, 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 really excited. 7 weeks will go by so fast, and he will be here in no time. So, I can't wait to tell you guys my experience as a mom and him waking up at night. And oh my gosh, I'm so ready. Other than that, he's due January the 7th. And this is just where I am right now in my life. Taking every day by day until he comes and I see him. So my appointment is pretty much at 11. It's 10:10 now. So I'm going to get off of here and start getting ready for work. I mean, for my appointment. Actually, I'm going to call up there and make sure my appointment is today. Because something tells me it's today, but I think it might be Wednesday. So I'm really going to call the hospital and just make sure my appointment is today. Because I don't have anything that says it is today. Usually, I have like a little card that has the appointment date on it. But I can't find any of those cards. So just to be on the safe side. But thank you guys for tuning in to my updated, I know, right? Like almost what, 6 month updated podcast? Jesus Christ, whole pregnant. Like a lot has happened since the last time I vlogged. I mean, you know, left a thing. So I love you guys, and I will definitely be back on here. Just to give you guys a further update of how everything is going in my life. I hope everything is going well in yours. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you want me to post next. Love you guys. Bye.